This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, birthdays with Tim Cavanaugh, a couple tips a car, and a brain. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chip.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
For years, Americans have relied on one company to deliver their valuable parcels. That company's name is UPS, United Parcel Service. And now, in an effort to provide jobs for the hard to employ, we here at Frigamall Industries are proud to announce our new delivery service, staffed entirely by premenstrual women. We call it UPMS.
For package delivery, we're the champs. Even though we've all got painful cramps. If I act psychotic, don't get too close. Cause I'm having a Myadol overdose. I'm cranky and bloated and my jeans won't zip. Don't piss me off or I might flip. What I'll do next is anyone's guess. I'd hate to have to kill ya. We're UPMS.
UPMS. When it comes to delivering your packages, we're the best there is. Period. We'll deliver to your office or to your pad. And remember, all of our employees suffer from premenstrual syndrome. God. We're UPMS. Hello?
Here's your damn package.
Thanks. Wait a minute, lady. I'm sorry. You got the wrong address. This package is not mine. You've made a mistake.
I made a mistake?
Yeah.
Does that mean you don't love me anymore?
Love you? Lady, I don't know you.
Oh, God, I just want to die. Will you hold me, please?
Yeah, I'll give you a little hug.
Get your hands off me.
You're a big success. It's rags to riches. Though some might call us moody bitches. When we say no, we might mean yes. It's because our hormones are a mess. Don't waste your money on Federal Express. Go with the flow. Call UPMS.
UPMS. Call toll free 1-555 I hate you. Do it today.
God, what a bitch. No kid.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Is the cake here yet?
I didn't go in the break room.
No, she's on her way. You know, she has kids that get off to school. She'll be here as soon as she can.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show with the birthday boy, Ace Cosby, and the Chick McGee's across the way at the sports desk. There's Josh, Willie G, Christy Lee, I'm Tom, and then we have Patty G over there, and then...
That's coming in here and not being told about it, it's startling.
Yeah,
it's
extraordinary. We have...
what are you talking about?
Tim Kavanaugh has joined us on the Zoom.
And Tim,
you guys,
you are one white guy. I'll tell you that.
I mean, it's alarming.
Edgar Winter would look at you and go, "For God's sake, man, get some sun."
Have you ever seen daylight? Have you? No, that didn't. Make
yeah,
any
I saw.
Better.
Yeah, no, I just turned the light off. It doesn't matter.
No,
I have seen. I've actually seen a fair amount of daylight, and I didn't enjoy it. At all. And sun told me, why don't you go back inside? Because even I'm uncomfortable looking at you because I know I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the bankruptcy proceedings here for Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, they're going to come out of this. I'm a huge Chuck E. Cheese fan. And they're trying to buy a bunch of tickets that they'd ordered so they can destroy them because they're concerned that the tickets might get loose and people would come in and start collecting prizes. I guess it's it's literally millions of tickets, and collectively, apparently, they're enough to buy a dusty Xbox 360 and four Dum Dum suckers.
Oh,
so I wish they'd sell those skee ball lanes.
Yeah.
Oh, you could probably pick one of those up.
Yeah,
on
you probably
eBay.
Have one put.
Oh
in
my
your,
gosh!
Put in your basement.
I don't have room, but I'm God. Aren't those? I love playing that game.
Me too.
You could build around it.
Okay.
You could ask her if you can add that to that.
Yes. And have someone videotape the whole thing, if you would, please.
Hey, Kelly, can I have a ski ball lane?
That's cute, honey. Let the grown-ups talk.
Tim Kavanaugh is our birthday guy. And without any further ado, I think we're going to get to some celebrity birthdays.
Yay.
Can you hear
that's the music.
There you go.
Hey, everybody. It's time once again for Tim Kavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. I'm comedian Tim Kavanaugh. Let me begin with some exciting celebrity news. The votes are in, and there has been a major shakeup in this year's celebrity rankings.
Oh, my.
I'm proud to announce that our own Ace Cosby has been moved to the top of the list in the category Most Popular Celebrity Named Cosby.
Congratulations, Ace.
Yes, sir.
Then it's just an astonishing 17 million votes higher than Bill Cosby. Ace is the only person on the show who leads his or her category. Tom and Willie Griswold are way behind Clark Griswold, who's not even real. Chick McGee has finally passed up Fibber, but still trails Bobby.
Fibber McGee!
Still trailing Bobby, too.
Christy is behind both Bruce and Robert E. Lee and about 60 adverbs.
Yeah, like whatever.
Mary Lee, as in, merrily, life is but a dream. Okay, that was a little bit more like Homer Simpson than I wanted it to be. All right, and Josh Arnold, continues to baffle the experts, still trailing not only Benedict Arnold, but also Tom Arnold.
Oh, wow. All right.
I mean, if you can't pass him, that's not good. Pat Godwin is holding steady at number two in his category, behind only St. Godwin of Stavelo, the Belgian abbot from the 5th century, best known for his hilarious song, Nobody Speaks Flemish Anymore. So, congratulations to Ace, the new number one Cosby in the world.
Yes.
Where'd Bing come in, just out of curiosity?
That's Crosby.
That's
Crosby.
That's Crosby.
Yes,
yeah, that's a whole different thing. And Bing is still, let me look him up. He's still number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
David Crosby, even with all the good things he's been doing. And Norm Crosby, of course.
I love Norm Crosby.
And string a sentence together. Okay. So today, I understand, is also Ace's 23rd birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes. His young age explains a lot about the jokes he selects for his popular segment, Ace Cosby's Joke of the Day, many of which come from Highlights for Children. Like this joke he recently shared. A pony goes to the doctor. He says, "Doc, I've got a scratchy throat and I'm losing my voice. Can you help me?" And the doctor said, "Oh, you'll be fine. You're just a little hoarse."
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa.
Very ace-like. Classic highlights for children.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Celebrating birthday number 34 this month is Olympian Shaun White.
Huh?
He won the gold medal at three different Olympics in the half pipe, which is surprising because he always looks like he just smoked a full pipe. In a side note, White is not only amazing at snowboarding, but when the weather heats up, he is great at waterboarding, too.
Is that right?
No, a little advanced interrogation technique.
Yes, he used it on Bodie Miller one Olympic and got a lot out of him. So, born this week back in 1933 was country singer Conway Twitty.
Oh.
In 1981, he broke ground on an entertainment complex he called Twitty City. Some of his neighbors worried about all the traffic it might bring, and they wanted to limit the size of the place.
Sure.
So they formed a group called the Itty Bitty Twitty City Committee.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I was worried about that one.
Oh, I love that one.
Can't go wrong with that one, man.
Born this week back in 1875 was German automotive engineer Ferdinand Porsche. He tragically died on an operating table in France because surgeons couldn't get parts for him. Turning 73 this month is King of Horror author Stephen King. He recently started writing children's books. His first book, about a kindergarten student who accidentally cuts off his own penis in class and then melts down because he can't find it, was called Peter Panic. Went into a Peter Panic.
Uh-huh.
Okay. doesn't help if I repeat it necessarily. His next book was a story of a lovable bear cub who was murdered by his twin brother, who had decided he wanted sole ownership of the family's honey business. Vinny the Pooh is now available on eBooks.
Vinny the Pooh.
Vinny the Pooh.
That's
Vinny
Winnie's.
Vinny the Pooh.
My boss, brother. His most recent children's book is about a 22-year-old Swedish nanny who, after a year of working for an American couple with four bratty kids, realizes that she's being underpaid so badly she'll never be able to get out on her own.
No.
In desperation, she decides to take over the family's computer and make it home for a new adult site, Charlotte's Webcam. That one may be inappropriate for younger children. Okay, I'm only a little disappointed there. Celebrating birthday number 78 this month is Beast Boy Al Jardine. Now, he was born in Lima, Ohio, a city nicknamed The Bean. And Al Jardine loves beans. In fact, when he auditioned for the Beach Boys, he played a bunch of bean-influenced songs he'd written, like The Little Old Lady from Gasadena.
Yes.
And his tribute to Fiber, I've Got a Little Loose Poop. And of course,
come on.
You don't know what it's like.
And of course, the classic flatulent pet sounds. It's really kind of an instrumental. I have a feeling that maybe I should wrap things up. So, finally, turning 52 this week is film star Naomi Watts. She's a brilliant actress, which is kind of surprising given that her parents were not bright. In fact, they were like 2 watts.
And 2 watts make a right. Yeah,
that's not bright. That's not
that's
bright.
A dim bulb.
Oh, right. That's two said right. Okay.
Yeah.
2 watts.
You gotta have at least 40.
2 watts.
You can't save it no matter what you do.
2 watts. Well, I guess that wraps up another edition of Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. Hey, till next time, remember, who needs a calendar when you've got a Cavanaugh?
I enjoyed that very much, Tim.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, nicely done.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now, we're going to move on here. We're going to go back to Christy Lee. I can see her right there at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Christy, what have you got?
A Wisconsin man found what appears to be a brain on the beach.
Oh.
Yeah. It was wrapped in aluminum foil in Racine, Wisconsin. Jimmy Senda walking along the beach at Samuel Myers Park Tuesday when he made the grisly discovery. He explained, quote, I came across this square package wrapped in aluminum foil and around it had a pink rubber band. Curiosity got to me. So I popped it open, looked like a chicken breast, kinda. It took a little bit of it to really register what was going on. And it was a brain.
Sick.
While Racine police told Fox 6 News.
We're on your side.
That the brain is not believed to be human. They're waiting for official confirmation from the Racine County Medical Examiner's Office.
Could be zombie leftovers.
Could be.
Yes.
Could I get a to-go bag? Make shape it like a swan.
Well, good thing it was in foil. Otherwise, the aliens would have got it. You know?
Yeah.
Abby normal. Man, Abby someone.
That's bizarre, huh? Maybe it was bait.
You think?
Sure.
It was fish. Yeah, it might have been.
What are you fishing for? Years and human brains for bait?
I don't think it was human. They don't think it was human.
Oh, I bet you that may be it, Josh. I wonder if there some kind of a brain you cut up for.
I've said it before. I'll
like
say it
pig
again.
Pig brain or something?
You're going fishing, you need dough balls. That's all I'm telling you.
Dough balls?
Dough balls.
Really? For the bluegill.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Very good. Very
catching
good.
Catching bluegill to use as bait.
Yeah. You don't like to eat bluegill?
Well, what's wrong with you and bluegill? Are you a bluegill snob? Is that
I love bluegill.
Yeah, they're good.
Cornmeal, fry them up.
God knows. Fishermen don't catch bluegill unless it's for bait.
Too easy.
Yeah, so easy.
What are you like, a bass man? Bass?
That's right.
Bass to mouth?
Small or large? Small mouth, large mouth?
White bass, large. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that bass? How about that bass?
Like that bass.
Nice bass. Oh, Christy,
a pair of regular customers at a New Jersey diner surprised their favorite server with an unusual tip.
Don't spit in the wind?
No. A car.
Wow.
Lisa Alaya and Jason Medina, regulars at the Empire Diner in Brooklyn, gave their 2006 Nissan Altima to their favorite server, Lisa Millette.
A used car?
Yeah, 2006.
Well, I it's a car.
As their tip for their Sunday meal.
Hang on. So instead of getting taken to the junkyard, you want this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, and it's in New York City?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. I was going to say now she has to pay for parking all the time. That's not really a gift. That's an inconvenience.
More or less, they gave her a bill is what they gave her.
No, it's a functioning automobile. That's really sweet.
No, that's cool. Yeah, it's a cool story.
No, that thing's
got to put pressure on them next time. $10? Last time I got a car.
Well.
That's sweet. That must be a nice story. She must be a great server.
She must have needed a car. That's all the information I have.
Yeah.
It would be nice to know the story behind it.
Well, I'm sure we can dig it up. We could have Googled it.
I don't know why.
Brakes.
No, 6. Well, it's 14 years old.
Yeah, it's 14 years old. Probably.
No, I hope she said no thanks and threw soup on him.
It has 150,000
She probably
miles
can't
on
keep
it.
You got to keep it running if it's no 6. This is the worst story I've ever heard in my life.
These people are very generous. I think
none of us would want an 06 car.
Sure. If it's remember that there was a time. I mean, remember when you drove a, what was that thing, the Alliance, who made that, remember that crap?
The fabulous Renault?
Yeah.
I insisted pronouncing it Renault. That's right.
The Renault Alliance.
Chick and I both had the Vega.
With the aluminum block that sadly melted in certain situations.
Wow, was that a bad car?
I've asked Chick for stories about that car, but he always claims what happens in Vega.
Exactly right. First car I had with an in-dash 8-track tape player.
I had a cassette player in mine.
Oh, he got you beat.
Woo.
Here's the story.
I've got it right here, too. I'm reading it.
People said they hadn't used the car much.
Right. Take her trash.
Yeah,
here's
our trash.
God. The waitress's car had broken down. She needed a new transmission. Didn't have any money for it, so they were helping her out.
Saddled her with some rotted car.
Yeah, wow, it's going to break down in 6 months.
Yeah, thanks for knowing.
And here's the number of a
Millette's
tow
truck. Here we go, guys. Millette's new car runs well, but it needed a little bit of tender loving care.
I bet.
As of Tuesday, it was in the shop getting new struts. She can't wait to get the car back on the road.
So they had to put struts on it for it to roll.
I'm telling you.
So it cost her.
These people hate her. This is not a tip.
I think Josh was onto something. Throw soup on these people.
Yes.
Good Lord. They're monsters. They're monster diners.
She has a functional automobile. We'll soon.
Now she will soon.
This is the most elaborate practical joke I've ever heard of, and they're getting praise for it.
Right. Yeah, get this. We said we were going to tip her with a car.
Yeah. Check it out.
What else do they do? Give homeless people pictures of money?
Hell no. Here's a picture of some spaghetti I had earlier.
Here's a hamburger wrapper. I think some cheese still dried on it. Enjoy.
Smell that for the an hour.
So yeah, hey, I just got done eating. You want to smell my breath?
Yeah, I know.
Remember what this was like?
I'm drunk. Jealous?
I'm very generous.
Oh, boy.
Good Lord. You saw this story and went and said, oh, my God, I've hit the mother load.
This is a horrible story.
No, which doctor?
I don't
nice
know what
people.
You thought when you saw that story.
I think you forgot what year it was.
Shed by struts.
Yeah, 2006 to you might be yesterday.
How much? Wait a minute. Let's
put
this
the
into
blue
Google.
Book on a 2006 Nissan Altima.
What are struts on
2006
that? Are you going to blue book this thing?
Yeah.
Nissan Altima struts.
Well, I bet it says you owe me $4,000.
I'm going to go $1,500.
Well, $284,
go $4,000.
About $300 for parts.
Uh-huh.
That's $300 for just the parts.
Got at least $100 for labor.
She has a functioning automobile now. You're forgetting.
So they've given her basically a bill for $500 is what they did.
Here you go, sweetie.
Here you go.
Hey, don't spend that all in one place.
They gave her a negative tip.
There you go, baby.
You really...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Ist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.